Today is Thursday, April 11th. We're talking about severe storms that brought damage to several states and where they're headed today. Also, another typically routine vote that sent the U.S. House spiraling into chaos, and how the women who inspired Rosie the Riveter finally got a proper thank you. Plus, the first national limits on forever chemicals in water, why we might not see an interest rate cut this year after all, and new previews for some of the most highly anticipated upcoming movies. Those stories and even more news to know next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The National Weather Service has crews in the southeastern U.S. today surveying damage from severe storms. Yesterday's storm system spawned several tornadoes, heavy rain and hail, and damaging winds. It left major roads flooded from Texas to Mississippi. And sadly, at least one person was killed in Mississippi. Several other people were injured across multiple states. And in many communities, the damage has been described as catastrophic. Some severe storms are still lingering this morning from Florida to South Carolina. There's also a separate area of storms expected in parts of the Ohio Valley this afternoon. And more tornadoes are possible, so stay tuned. For the first time, the U.S. government has a new rule to limit so-called forever chemicals from drinking water. We're talking about PFAS, which are synthetic chemicals found nearly everywhere, in air, water, and soil, that can take thousands of years to break down in the environment. They've been in use since the 1940s in everything from makeup to furniture to cookware to cleaning products and so on. And when they build up in the body, some have been linked to many different health problems, like cancers, reproductive issues, developmental delays, and thyroid disease. So the EPA is making $1 billion available to states and territories so they can implement PFAS testing and treatment at public water systems. And public water systems will have 5 years to implement the solutions. Some critics argue the EPA did not go far enough, since there are more than 15,000 PFAS and the new rule only regulates 6 of them, while others have been fighting the new rule, since they're worried about how to pay for it in the long term. Industry executives say taxpayers will ultimately foot the bill with higher water costs. And some experts that we spoke to last year said the issue of PFAS in water specifically is overblown. We have a link to that episode where they also explain more about these so-called forever chemicals in general in today's episode notes. As expected, President Biden and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida promised to strengthen ties. They announced plans for things like an expanded air defense network that includes Australia. Biden also said a Japanese astronaut would join NASA's Artemis program to put people back on the moon, which would make that astronaut the first non-American on the moon's surface. The two leaders also spoke a lot about China, saying they'll continue to respond to challenges from the communist country and also cooperate where they can. Then they attended a state dinner with a guest list that included actor Robert De Niro, Apple CEO Tim Cook, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, former President Bill Clinton, and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. It also featured a musical performance by Paul Simon. Today, the Japanese Prime Minister is set to address Congress, and both Kishida and Biden will take part in a three-way meeting with the President of the Philippines that's also expected to focus on China. Well, Congress has only just barely gotten back to work after some time off, and already there's apparently chaos erupting in the House, mostly because of fighting between Republicans and some other Republicans. A group of 19 GOP lawmakers, mostly members of the right-wing Freedom Caucus, voted against advancing a federal surveillance bill brought up by their own party. It would reauthorize what's called the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, aka FISA. That allows surveillance of non-Americans by U.S. intelligence agencies. Both Democratic and Republican administrations have said the program is vital to protecting Americans from terrorists, hackers, and other foreign threats. But on both sides of the aisle, there are also critics of the law who worry about privacy abuses. In fact, former President Trump claimed FISA was used to spy on his campaign, and with his nudging, many Republicans decided to take a stand. The vote yesterday was really supposed to just be procedural. The ruling party typically advances these votes, whether they support the actual legislation or not, just to let the speaker allow debate on the legislation. But it still failed. And this was the 7th time this Congress that Republicans' most conservative members have revolted against a standard party-line procedural vote. And that's significant, since up until last year, no rule vote had failed for 2 decades. Republicans held a conference meeting yesterday, but came out with little clarity on how to move forward. A few of them called the meeting pure chaos, with lawmakers yelling at each other and nothing productive to report. For now, FISA is set to expire next week. 8 decades after their wartime efforts, the real-life Rosie the Riveters just received the nation's highest civilian honor from Congress, the Congressional Gold Medal. 6 million women filled a crucial labor shortage during World War II and reshaped the workforce, setting a precedent for future generations of women. They're symbolized by the now iconic recruitment poster depicting Rosie the Riveter. That's the picture you've probably seen of a woman with her hair tied back in a kerchief, rolling up the sleeve to a denim shirt, and flexing a muscle behind the slogan, "We can do it." Now the surviving women workers of World War II are known as the Rosies. And this week, nearly 30 of them, who are now in their 90s and 100s, traveled to Washington, D.C. to receive the honor. Much more news is still ahead. But first, I'm excited to tell you about our new sponsor, Hiya Health, because their best-selling children's vitamins are the exact vitamins I've already been giving my kiddo long before they became a sponsor. While most children's vitamins seem basically like candy in disguise, I chose Hiya because they have zero sugar and zero gummy junk, and are instead a pediatrician-approved chewable vitamin that my toddler seriously looks forward to having every single morning. And I love knowing that Hiya fills in the most common gaps in modern children's diets to provide that full-body nourishment that my boy needs, all in this one easy, fun, healthy, and yummy chewable. Hiya is pressed with a blend of 12 organic fruits and veggies, then supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals to help support immunity, energy, brain function, mood, concentration, teeth, bones, and more. My toddler and I are so happy with this vitamin that I've recently added Hiya's new kids probiotic to our morning routine as well. And once again, my toddler loves it. So now we've worked out a special deal for you with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off your first order. And to claim this deal, you need to go to HiyaHealth.com/newsworthy. This deal is not available on the regular website. Go to Hiya Health, Hiya, H-I-Y-A, Health, HEALTH.com/newsworthy, and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. Again, get half off your first order at HiyaHealth.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. It looks like inflation is still running hot, or at least hotter than what economists had been expecting. The closely watched Consumer Price Index, or CPI, came out this week showing what we pay for goods and services. And it showed prices climbed 3.8% from a year earlier. That's well below the 2022 peak, but also well above the Federal Reserve's 2% target. And what's keeping it high are things like gas, rent, and car insurance. Well, now economists are questioning when and even whether the Fed will be able to cut interest rates this year, despite some earlier projections that it would do so 3 times. They say as long as the rest of the economy is healthy, they're not really in any rush. And at this point, the job market is looking strong and the stock market is near a record high. So the Fed is just going to keep monitoring things before deciding what to do next. Former President Trump's longtime finance chief is now headed to New York City's Rikers Island jail. Former Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg was sentenced to 5 months for perjury. He admitted to lying under oath during a civil fraud investigation into the former president. The lie was apparently about his involvement in Trump's financial statements, which the court found were used to deceive lenders and insurance companies. This will actually be Weisselberg's second stint in jail. You'll remember he also pleaded guilty to 15 felonies and admitted to getting perks as part of a tax fraud scheme at the Trump Organization. And next week, former President Trump is set to go on trial in the same courthouse on charges stemming from hush money payments made to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. Weisselberg is not expected to be called to testify despite having a role in the payments, but his latest perjury case is seen as a warning to witnesses to speak honestly. A star NFL player is now a wanted man in connection to a high-speed crash. An arrest warrant was issued for Rashee Rice, who plays for the Super Bowl-winning Kansas City Chiefs. It all goes back to last month when Rice was driving through Dallas. Investigators say Rice, driving a Lamborghini, and an SMU football player, driving a Corvette, caused a chain reaction crash and then left the scene without knowing if anyone needed medical attention and without providing their information. But several people did get hurt. Rice posted about it on Instagram last week, saying he was taking full responsibility for his part in the wreck. Though as of this morning, he's not yet in police custody. If Rice is found guilty, he could face decades in prison. Today, the biggest golf event of the year is set to kick off at Augusta National Golf Club. Of course, we're talking about the Masters Tournament, which brings lifetime prestige to the winner. And today, some of the greatest golfers in the world are coming together to compete for the iconic green jacket and trophy, including five-time Masters champion Tiger Woods. Jon Rahm will also be defending the green jacket he won last year, and Rory McIlroy is hoping to get his first. But as of this morning, Scottie Scheffler is considered the favorite. The Masters begin today and ends on Sunday. You can watch it on ESPN the next couple of days and then on CBS over the weekend. Movie studios, movie stars, and movie theater owners are all getting together this week in Las Vegas for CinemaCon. And the studios are using the occasion to preview many of their upcoming releases. For example, Warner Brothers revealed its work on a new Mad Max movie, a new Joker movie, and a Beetlejuice sequel. Lionsgate spoke about a reimagining of the Blair Witch Project and a film based on the board game Monopoly. And it showed off the first teasers for two highly anticipated movies, Michael Jackson biopic Michael and the John Wick spinoff Ballerina. Then Universal premiered new sequences from Despicable Me 4 and Twisters, which is being described as a modern-day version of the 1996 blockbuster Twister. And those are just a few of the most talked about reveals so far. CinemaCon continues today with presentations from Paramount and Disney. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. But first, I want to take a minute to talk about our sponsor, OneSkin. If you're like me, you're ready for warmer, sunnier days. But is your skin? See, your skin goes through a big transition between seasons, not just on the surface, but at the cellular level. And that's why it's important to nurture it from the inside out with products that do more than just protect against the sun's UV rays. OneSkin's products are powered by their scientifically proven peptide called OS1. This peptide reduces the accumulation of damaged aging cells, the cells that make your skin less resilient and more prone to lines and wrinkles. Instead of masking these issues, OneSkin addresses them at the cellular level, boosting your skin's natural barrier to lock in moisture and help protect against the elements. I'm already so impressed with OS1 Face and Eye. I've been using these twice a day, every day, for a few months now, and I can truly tell the difference in my skin. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code NEWSWORTHY at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with the code NEWSWORTHY. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Help your skin stay younger and healthier for longer with OneSkin. Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. This year's Atlantic hurricane season could be among the most active on record. At least that's according to a key preseason forecast from hurricane researchers at Colorado State University. They believe nearly two dozen named tropical storms will form, including 11 hurricanes. And they estimate a 62% chance that at least one major hurricane will make landfall in the continental U.S. Of course, this is just a forecast, not a guarantee. But researchers say this forecast comes with even more confidence than usual. That's because sea surface temperatures are so extreme across the Atlantic basin that a stormy year seems to be almost certain. Plus, there's an assumption that a La Niña global climate pattern will develop by the hurricane season's peak, making conditions even more conducive to developing storms. So for anyone who lives along the Gulf Coast or East Coast, the time to prepare is now. Atlantic hurricane season officially begins June 1st. All right, thank you so much for listening today and making us part of your everyday routine. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.